We mentioned the Yishami with the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Pesukim can bring down that in order to make the Baruch HaShachyanu, it's dafka if you're in the head of it. You benefit, you're excited about it. And the Shevet HaLevi in Chelik Dal Simchavei, he goes back to the point that we mentioned yesterday, that there's two types of Shachyanos. There's a Shachyanu which is a Chayva, and there's a Shachyanu which is a Rishos. And he says that the Shechiyanu Rishos is coming for the Simchas Aleiv of the growth of the fruit, this new fruit, that we have this new fruit. Therefore, if someone knows he's not really excited about it, it's also for him to make the bracha. That's why there were those great people that they only made on the Zayin Minim because that's what they were excited about. We got Kaila, and there were some other people, Rock Up Paris Elon. Behind the stomach, Zahi Simchas Liban. Avaloy al Shar Haminim. Afish Mikar Din al Kulim Vachim. But the Yisod is that that's very simple. Vitanai Shasimech Liba Venim Shatatsme. You can't fool yourself. You have to really be excited about him. Shabeich Shakash Baruch Hu, Shehechi Oisoy, and his bracha is that Kash Baruch Hu who kept him alive. Shezocha Lezeh and Yuzoychatis. Right? Shechiyonu V'kiyimonu, V'kiyonu L'zman Hazeh. But this is all been a gay, the Shechiyonu Rishos that was given out tonight that you're excited about it. So if you're not excited about it, so then you have a heter. But the Bechah Shechiyonu of Chayva, like on Yom Tovim, or on a mitzvah, over there it's a chayvo mitzvah drabanan. Beinum sumeach oloi, whether you're excited about it or not. Beinu yachol afkiya atzvim betayin shen lesimcha vanoi. You can't just be forgive yourself by saying, you know, I don't have such excitement for sukkahs or for the mitzvah of lulav. V'zeh mistaber, she'ike takanta mayal simchas a mitzvah that comes from zman lezman. But now that they were, that was the Iker Takana, was on that excitement. But now that they were massacring it, Shavyu Chayva Gomer. That's how he puts this there. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that Haroya Pri Chadash, if you see the new fruit, so then you make the bracha Shachyanu. V'afir Ro'ei B'yad Chaveray. Even if you don't see it in your own hands, you see it in your friend's hands, or you walk into a store and you see it on the shelf and you're excited about it. Why? So the Mishbura explains the Ikra Niskana Simchas Levshim Samechat Smichas Pri Chadash. The Ikra Simcha is on the growth of the Pri Chadash, that a new fruit grew. So therefore, when you see it, however, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'nohagushlo Levarach at Shasachil. However, the meaning is not to make the bracha until Shas Achila. Rama speaks out, someone who did make the bracha of Shas Riyah, lo hifsid. So the minig is to wait until Shas Achila. Okay. The Bir Halacha brings down that the Mechaba says, even if you saw it in the hands of your friend, or on the tree, the Mechaba says, what happens if on Shabbos I see it on the tree, where I can't pick it on Shabbos? So he says, "Nira da afim roi b'Shabbos she yochel toshel acha efilach yivach." Why? Because it was already nigmar pri, and I can't eat it. But if you can go with re'iyah, then any type of re'iyah would be included in this. Now, the Ramah ends off, v'imloi berach b'ri'i rishayna, if you did not make a bracha the first time you saw it, yachavarach b'ri'i shniya, you can make a bracha on the second ri'ya. What about according to our meaning that we make on achila? So that Mishbura says, t'arei anan nehigina deim v'racham ad shas achila. So even if you saw it many times, beforehand, we wait until Achila. If you did not make it B'Shasta Achila the first time I ate it, then you don't make it on the second time. And Kol Shken Shalei Yivarach Al Ois Achila Atzvi Av Shadai Nesakha Pri, meaning if I finished eating the fruit already, once I finished eating the fruit, even though it didn't get digested yet, I cannot make a shech, cannot make a shechiyano.
But you can do it on the second bite?
Yeah. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, what's the reason for our minig that we wait until the achila? Why are we not knowing to do like the maker adin of Re'iyah? Says the reason for our minig is because ain on a bekiyim masay tashlim gidol peir. We're not bucky, and when is the gemar? When's the finishing of the growth of the pri? There's different shitas. At what point could you already make the bracha? He says when you see the fruit, it's not clear. Therefore, our meaning is to make the bracha b'shas achila, because if you're ready to eat it, then it's clear that it's good. That's one reason. It says va'oyid avshalayim hatam dene ikaber shachyanu pnei simcha. Ma'ini azeh, again, the part of the simcha, the excitement from this. Therefore, in the Dairis Rishayinu Shayit Tmimei Derech, they were Tmimei Derech, they were, what's the word for it? Pashta people. So then, V'samchu B'riyas Peirach Hadasha, a new fruit grew. They were excited about it. V'nasnu B'libun Toidol HaShem HaToyve V'chazde L'chol HaOilam. Therefore, they were able to make the bracha on the Riyah. Mashenkin us, ein ha-simcha va-akars ha-toyim ni-keres eitzleinu el b'shas ha-nos ha-guf beis achila. For us to really be excited about it, we need to physically enjoy it. L'chein, therefore, yef shalonu levarach al-Riyah. And that's why it says, mi sheberach al-Riyah lo-hipsit, meaning, if to him, he was that excited about the Riyah, so it's not a bracha levatalit. But in general, we wait until the eating. Now, the Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Rechaim Chel Gimel Simon Lamed Daled. So Toich Dvarv over there, he discusses this Indian. He brings out the Mishnah Berurah that we quoted that which it says that you can make a bracha on the second Riyah. So to us that we know to make the bracha on the Achila, so it says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you saw it many times. So you have to say that Pshat is that the even though you saw it, but that simcha that you had perhaps when you saw it did not go away. Okay, so we have to stop here, but we'll continue with this.